plate to potential nugget.
And just through this journey, if you had to reflect on how you've evolved as a leader, as a person, and in a way you started as an artist, clearly you've come up to speed on the commercial elements, you've come up to speed on the technology elements, and of course it's a journey. But how do you, and also maybe picking up on one of the things you mentioned about influencing human behavior, one of the pieces I'm curious as an executive coach is how do you get a person to develop? What's been your approach to your development, and what's your thought, what's been your experience in helping other people scale up? What's worked?
So I think, you know, from 83, 84 onwards, you know, when I, after coming back 84, from that time to till 93, 94, I was fiercely competitive. Because, you know, somewhere I've always, if you play cricket, you have to be like Gavaskar. You can't be a second fiddle. You have to do your best work. So come what may, can never used to let anybody interfere in the work which you are doing. Sometimes even clients also used to go and then fight with them quite a lot. Write checks for them. If you can't afford, I'll give you money. So I used to go to any length to really do that. Somewhere in 85, 86, you know, is where the life took a turn. As you are also growing, you know, you become a leader. But a leader who is fiercely independent and to compete with everyone is not a great thing. So then I learned, you know, I've read a book, How to Manage Creative Organizations, which talks about Disney, which talks about, you know, Sony Pictures, which talks about, you know, a lot of companies, 3M to a lot of different kinds of companies, which involved in a lot of innovation and creativity. So one thing which they mentioned is you need to create an environment for people to get ideas. So how do you really create an environment for people to really get the ideas? Then, you know, it's just stopped with that line in my head. Then I tried to figure out, saying that, you know, why people do their best in workshops, not at work situations. In work situations, what happens, you know, if you have, you know, if you have a set of 15 people working on a project for you, each one of them were to think one hour, so they can put one idea on paper. While human mind is capable of connecting billions and billions of images, you coordinate maybe, you know, 5 to 10 of them, but you only put one on the paper because you're eliminating the rest by preempting. Client may not like it. You know, my boss may not like it. My boss's boss may not like it. Somebody else, consumer, may not like it. Somebody else may not like it. So there's a lot of inhibitions in that. And people are, you know, preempting all the time in work situation. In a workshop situation, you know, where you are free, you know, after two drinks, you know, you can say anything. There's no boss, there's no subordinate. And what happens in brainstorming, the dynamics is, you say something, you know, which may not be the right thing. And then you say, stupid, if you want to do that, you should do it this way. So somebody builds on that, and then somebody builds on that. So at the end of that entire exercise of a workshop, you will come up with 5-6 really great ideas within a day or two. The same teamwork does not happen in an agency. And then you may not get the nuggets because people are chopping them. They are not building on each other's ideas. So somewhere, you know, as a leader, you know, you said you must create an atmosphere where people are freer. So demolish all the designations. There's only a copywriter, a creative director, and a creative leader, which is an ECD. Demolish all designations.
Mm.
And then money will be paid. A copywriter may get paid more money than a creative director. So hierarchy has taken over, taken completely a backseat. And it's said, you know, that's only for functional need. A creative director is a functional need.
Mm.
And then what he does, it is not necessary that he is the best creative guy.
Mm.
He manages creative resources well.
Mm.
He goes and then sells it to the clients with conviction. He puts a great vision about, you know, how to bring the idea come alive. His job is different.
Mm.
As a copywriter, if you have certain skills, and then you can. So dealing the compensation from what they do to what they bring into the party. So this, and also an open structure, you know, where people can come work anytime, go anytime. You know, there's no pressure on people. If somebody were not to do his work, you say, fine, just go home. And then take a break. You can't ask somebody to work late for 3 days in a row and then have a fight with his girlfriend and then do his best the next day morning.
Mm.
Can't happen.
Mm.
Yeah. And advertising is a team game. Mm. You know, it's not an individual game. So a lot of people even now also play as an individuals.
Mm.
It's a team game. That's the reason why you need so many people. It's not like manufacturing. You put on the button and then today 30 cars I deliver, I make 30 cars only they make.
Mm.
They don't make 31 or 29. Advertising is not like that. You know, advertising creative people are so insecure. They need to be.
Mm.
Correct. You have no idea next day morning will you get an idea or not.
Mm. Mm.
That's the worst feeling.
Mm.
Gone whatever you have done, you know, the next day. So how do you make them feel very secure? And then how to really make them feel that if it's okay if you don't do it, somebody else. You need team for that, no?
Mm.
If you don't, if you fail, as an opener, middle order will come and then bail you out.
Mm.
The same way, you know, when you have a team and then making the team work. So I think teamwork, giving people enough freedom, understanding them, little beyond the work, and then their motivations, why they are doing, what they are doing, all this will really help in shaping them, you know. So a lot of people have become very, very successful working with me. They also made me very successful.
Mm.
Now, unless they are successful, you cannot be successful, correct?
Mm.
With 400 people, you know, what can you do? With 12,000 people in Sapient, what can you do? You know, you can't do anything unless they do.
Mm.
So you can only as a leader create an environment for them to excel and give them confidence to excel. And each one will find their own formula to excel. You know, I think that's where, to me, it worked.
Very, very interesting. And moving forward, back to your Sapient days, I mean, I'm told you would wake up in the morning to learn programming. And that's fascinating to hear somebody with that many years of experience in a certain domain really starting, you know, from ground zero to come up to speed on a different skill. But just using that as an example, what's been your approach to learning through your phases of life? Has there been
insecurities, vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Because the worst nightmare is to open your mouth and be foolish.
Mm.
And as you said, if you are not relevant to your children, you are not relevant to anyone. So the first thing which you need to learn is what are the technologies which people are adopting.
Mm.
And then you try and then see. And what are the technologies which marketing people are? And what are the instruments, what are the tools, you know, what are the measurement systems which they are using. And then you say that, you know, what are the newer things which are happening, whether Java 2 is better or Java 1 is better, you know.
Hmm.
So what is better? What is that? HTML5 is far better or something else? So evaluation criteria and then what they do, correct, and what is programming? You know, how does programming work, whether it is C or C++, is the basics which you learn. So one is you wanted to catch up because in advertising, you might be a guru working for 37 years. Everybody will listen to you. In technology world, I am the highest paid trainee. So when you are the highest paid trainee, the expectations is also very high. Correct. You are going to change a lot of things.
I love that phrase, highest paid trainee. It puts things in perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know nothing. And then you are a trainee. So learning again, with a lot of, Sapient is a wonderful company and wonderful people, whether they are technologists or whether they are scientists, data scientists, or whether they are programmers. I used to take them out, have lunch with them, try and understand what they do, how they do, and what are the new things which are happening. What are the sources through which I can really learn, and used to wake up in the morning, track all of them, learn something about social topography, how does social campaigns are mounted, how does technology is moving, how does commodities working, and then what is NASCOM, what do they do, how does things change. So all that, from that vulnerability of I don't know, will I look like a foolish guy making a shift and then falling flat? So you need to do some homework to catch up with them. Otherwise, you are not going to be of any use to the company which has hired you, and then the companies which are going to hire you to solve their problem, which are clients. Correct.
What Pop Says mirrors a recent study by Google that analyzed multiple teams and really said what differentiates the great teams from the average ones. It turned out that the secret sauce in this case was the term psychological safety. For the team to feel that they were in a space where it was okay to make mistakes, and for them to bring their whole selves to work. It was also fascinating to hear Pops talk about his insatiable curiosity in the way he's learnt about technology and everything else, and how he went about reading and meeting people to quench his thirst. Something that we all could do well to emulate as we strive to stay relevant in this ever-changing world. Thank you for listening. Just a quick note on how the content is organized in the podcast. At playtopotential.com, you could access each of the journeys and either listen to the full conversation or a particular nugget. If you want to access specific themes around leadership or transitions, you could visit the curated playlists section at the website. To give you a flavor, topics include women leadership, resilience, early formative years, reinventing yourself, and so on. If you find the podcast purposeful, do take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. Thank you.